Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're going to be doers of the word tomorrow at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Lord's willing. We're going to be meeting for our prayer meeting. We have a prayer breakfast, and folks, we understand the power in prayer. We really do. God's word, the Bible, doesn't stutter. And our country and you and me, we need prayer today. Our people need prayer. We are in a war with the devil's crowd. This is an all-out battle, folks. It's a spiritual battle, and it's going to be physical very soon, I think, unless God intervenes. And this is why it's so important for you to gather in prayer. So we're going to be there, doers of the word, at 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065, right at the corner of Route 87 and Sperry Road there in Newberry. Also, I wanted you folks out there, those of you, I know many of you get our newsletter, and, you know, we have important articles in there that the opposition does not want you to know, things that they do not want you to know. And you can take these and make copies and hand them out to your friends in that are in La La Land. I know you all have people that listen to NBC, ABC, and CBS and believe what they're hearing. But anyhow, the newsletter is free. It doesn't cost you anything. It costs us, but our job is to get the message out. And so all you have to do, either you can go up and email us at wrwlministries@gmail.com and just ask for the newsletter, or you go to our website, and it tells you up on our website, wrwl.org, how to get the newsletter. And I would suggest you get the newsletter while you can, because I know that they're going to probably try to stop that. We're in a war. You better need understand this thing could take off overnight. It could become a shooting war overnight. This is why we're trying to tell you need to get prepared. And so with that, I wanted to just say very quickly, let me finish what we were doing here, because here we talk about how you cannot believe the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. Here, Wendy, today, breaking story all over the social media, talking about here the Biden crime family, but NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, none of them covered this. Do you know what they covered? Do you know who George Santos is, Wendy?
No.
George Santos is a freshman congressman, freshman congressman, and he's known for telling big fibs. He's known, I mean, he's famous for being a big fibber, but he's a Republican. And so they have to have a focus. They wanted to take the focus. So the fake news media and the very, very fake media at NBC, ABC, CBS, they flocked to his court hearing today. I guess he got sentenced or had his hearing today. And again, it's a very minor charges, with minor charges, but anything to try to keep, you know, to try to hide the story from Biden. I mean, they will tell any lie that they're told to tell, and they will call it a narrative, and they will continue to insult the intelligence of the American people. And so let me take here, because they will not tell you about Tara Reid. Tara, who accused Joe Biden of sexual assault, said she would not be silenced after asking House Republicans to investigate her assault allegations. The woman also alleged, she also accused Biden of pushing her against a wall and penetrating her. Biden was vehemently denied these allegations. Now Reid is calling on House Republicans to investigate her accusations. The GOP reclaimed a narrow majority in the House of Representatives during the November midterm elections, potentially setting the stage for several investigations into the Biden crime family. There, it's a much more lengthy article, but I'm not going to go into all that. But instead, what we're going to go here now, Wendy, to a clip, and so get ready, because when we come back from this, I'm going to ask you, Miss Wendy Wilson, to comment.
Okay.
On this clip. Now, you're going to remember a lot of this that we're going to see here is the stuff that you and I have talked about. Remember also the mosquito thing. Remember that. So we're going to be back right after this, and we're going to hear from Stu Peters on the Russia, how Russia denounces Big Pharma and giants in the BRICS demand international justice for COVID criminals. And you're going to have Stu Peters along with Karen Kingston. So take it away, Kyle.
So it's not just viewers of this show. Everybody knows, millions of people across the planet, millions of people everywhere know now that the COVID pandemic was a power-grabbing fraud from the very beginning. But now here we are 3 years later, and even the authorities are being forced to admit it. On May 5th, the World Health Organization finally downgraded COVID, declaring that it's no longer a global emergency. So 3 years of tyranny and terror and misery and suffering for ordinary people, all for nothing. Except for a murderous money racketeering scam for the elites. Now, coincidentally, or perhaps not so coincidentally, on that very same May 5th, Russia and China's foreign ministers released their own press releases declaring their country's intentions to jointly promote international justice while bringing an end to American global hegemony. One part of the Russo-Chinese agenda, they say, was to strengthen their strategic communication and deepen cooperation in various fields. So, read between the lines here. What's happening is that Russia and China are making it more and more explicit that they are in an anti-American alliance together. The goals of the alliance will be to cooperate on spying and intelligence, cooperate on military support, perhaps by sharing tech or equipment, but ultimately to topple America's global economic supremacy by undermining the power of the dollar. Now, one day after this announcement, Russia followed up with some additional statements, counter-signaling the World Health Organization and all of these other fake United States puppet NGOs. Russia's statements openly accused the World Health Organization and American Big Pharma of world-scale corruption and criminal behavior. Neither of these stories, of course, are getting any attention in the U.S. lying, complicit, murderous media. No, they want you focused on other things. But meanwhile, the entire bedrock of American dominance is vanishing. We have all spent our entire lives in a world where America is by far the world's largest and strongest country. We've all spent our entire lives in a world where the U.S. dollar is the main means of exchange everywhere on Earth. We've all spent our entire lives where the word of the U.S. State Department might as well be law in other countries. Now this is all vanishing. Russia and China are teaming up to make it happen. And everyone is lying to you and pretending that things are just normal. Karen Kingston has been tracking this story very closely. She joins us now. Karen, what do you know about all of this China-Russia alliance and now these statements? I mean, even Russia is denouncing American Big Pharma, but we can't?
Yeah, it's alarming that the American people are not aware of the collaboration between Russia and China and their investigations, specifically Russians' investigations, into the U.S. government and into Big Pharma. And their understanding of U.S. law and the U.S. Corrupt big pharma medical industrial complex. So I think there's a couple of things. So a lot of people were wondering why Tedros ended the WHO pandemic on May 5th, and all the alternative media covered this, yet none of them covered the fact that Qin Gang and Sergei Lavrov, the ministers, the foreign ministries of China and Russia, spent days together in Gao, India, on behalf of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. That's SCO. That's China, Russia, India, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and a number of other Eastern European nations, right? And so, you know, could they have pressured, and I believe they could have, Tedros into saying enough is enough, end this? Because then the Chinese People of Republic of China put out a press statement, you know, stating enough is enough. We're not going to tolerate this, these power grabs. We're not going to tolerate the suppression of other nations. You know, and that was followed up then about with the Russian foreign minister, and he said, "Look, we are going to partner now with China to investigate what exactly happened at the WHO, how they certified the use of vaccines across nations around the world." without doing proper safety regulation testing and getting that verification, how they made global mandates, and why they were working on behalf of these large American pharmaceutical companies. So, you know, it's interesting that nobody is covering this, and we are being interrogated by two global military powers. And what's also interesting is in that same statement from May 6th from the Russian foreign minister, he states that China agreed to provide tangible resources to basically dismantle what is going on in the Ukraine.
What do you suppose that means exactly?
That means China is going to join Russia in this war that the United States is now aligned with Ukraine. So we are in World War III.
Well, I mean, I don't think that we're actually necessarily aligned with Ukraine or the Ukrainian people. As a matter of fact, we have launched a proxy war against Russia that is killing the Ukrainian people. We are the bad guys in all of this. The U.S. State Department is doing the bidding of Satan and his minions.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're in the Ukraine to cover up Obama, Biden, and Hillary Clinton's, you know, decades of biological warfare.
And corruption, yes, pedophilia, bribes, blackmail, all of that.
Bribes, yeah, money laundering, all of it. So that's what's going on. So that's why the United States is in the Ukraine, right? Because we're trying to cover up all of this corruption that's been going on and in international biological warfare. So, you know, I think it's important for people to look at alternative global news media. The thing with Lieutenant General Kirillov, when you go through his press briefings, what does he cite? He cites U.S. laws. He cites U.S. patents. He cites government contracts and the private sector. I mean, it's like reading one of my med legal analyses. He isn't making this stuff up, you know. And one of the patents that he brought up in one of his testimonies was this drone mosquito aerosol mosquito patent. It's called the mosquito toxic mosquito aerosol system. And I wasn't going to look into it, except yesterday you had Michael Yon on, right? So I just want people to understand that the U.S. has been leading the development of biological weapons. Yes, there is a lot of fingerprints from the Chinese Communist Party all over this as well, but they are using biological weapons on civilian populations here in the United States and globally. And I believe they're probably using them on those foreigners who are trying to enter the United States. So Michael Yon was saying people were itching. They had things like malaria, dengue fever, typhoid. Well, this aerosol system, it's called, I got to read this to you. It is called the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol Release System. And this is what Lieutenant General Kirillov went over, because there were people in parts of Russia where there were mosquitoes and ticks that were foreign to that area. And people were coming down with these Crimean Congo fever and malaria, just like what we're seeing now at the border. So this system is a bioweapon. It's literally called the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol System. And this is what they say, and this is what Kirillov pointed out in his interview, the advantageous effects of the invention. Now, this sounds like a psycho infomercial. I'm going to read it verbatim. With the Toxic Mosquito Aerosol Release System, large masses of people can be immunized, or enemy troops can now be wiped out or rendered useless without having to risk endangering our own troops.
Get yours for only $9.99. Plus, if you order in the next 30 minutes, you could get an extra one free and free shipping.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No, it goes on. The toxic mosquito, I'm reading this verbatim. The toxic mosquito aerosol release system is extremely low cost and can easily accomplish what $1 billion in medical intervention or airstrikes cannot do. The mosquitoes in the toxic mosquito aerosol system can be contaminated with various types of genetically altered bacteria to activate the immune response, or contaminated with toxic sickness agents, depending on the objectives. For military purposes, the mosquitoes can be used to deliver an agent such as malaria to create sickness, or they can use much more toxic and highly contagious agents and viruses. A highly contagious virus could wipe out 100% of the enemy troops, because the ones that did not get bitten will contaminate their fellow soldiers. Mm. And in closing, when it comes down to the hell of war or the miraculous, beautiful technology of a mosquito, the choice will be easy to make. That's in the patent.
This isn't science fiction. This is being done. No. This is being used right now. Not by the bad guys in Russia or China. No, no, no. This is being used by your own murderous fake crime syndicate government.
And this is what Lieutenant General Kirillov pointed out, too. Since 2022, they've been trying to bring the United States in front of the UN to say, why are you using bioweapons? And the U.S. has been sarcastic, saying just because we file patents for bioweapons, just because we produce them, doesn't mean we violated the Biological Weapons Convention. And this is in the patent. I want to read this to you, too. So the U.S. has been developing and deploying bioweapons on civilian populations, but they say they're not in violation of the international laws for biowarfare because the 1972 biological weapons ban bans the production of microbial and other biological agents or toxins and their delivery. The treaty has been interpreted by the United States not to apply to biological agents or toxins themselves, but rather for certain purposes for which they may be employed or prohibited. Therefore, they are permitted purposes defined as prophylactic, protective, and other peaceful purposes. So they can't retain the quantities if there's no justification. So when they use toxic biological mosquitoes on a civilian population, they'll say they're immunizing them. When they use them on an enemy in war, they'll say it's a weapon. So if they take enemies hostage in a war crime and they want to execute them and inject them with a lethal injection, they'll call it a weapon.
Yeah.
If they want to execute civilians to depopulate them, they'll call it a vaccine for immunization. Do people understand what's going on here? And I am still shocked that there are no leaders on our side other than Naomi Wolf who will call these injections weapons of biowarfare and also state that Pfizer is criminally and civilly liable for what they have unleashed on the population.
Well, I mean, hold on a minute. We've been doing that from the very beginning over here.
No, you know, you guys have, but I'm saying from whoever is a consulting expert. I'm saying you have experts on your show. I don't want to name the names now. All the times do. And people will not call these bioweapons.
Yep.
They will not. They'll call them gene therapies. They're not gene therapies. I know in the Moderna patents, but on even on Pfizer's websites today, they don't call them gene therapies. They call them gene editing technologies. And then they purport that they are therapies so they can get away with criminally experimenting on human civilians. That's why they call them therapies. Gene editing technology is always for the extinction of the human species. It has always been a bioweapon when used in humans. It has no other application. And we need attorney generals. We need state prosecutors. We need sheriffs to stop going along with the lie. What's happening is our country is like, it's like a spouse that had an affair. If they just keep saying the lie, they think they're never going to get caught. You've been caught by Russia and China, and it is in our best interest to get leaders who are in powers of authority to say these are weapons of biowarfare.
Yeah.
They're devices that do not prevent infection, they do not protect against disease, and they cause harm, and they're being used to cause disease, disabilities, and death. They provide no immunity. By definition, they are a bioweapon. Do not let the U.S. government, military, and healthcare agencies continue to gaslight.
Not only have you been caught by Russia and China, the two people that you've employed our press to tell us are the world's boogeyman for the last, I don't know, 30 or 40 decades, but you have been caught by millions and millions of citizens around the world who now know exactly what this is. Millions of people who are waking up to the fact that you killed their mom, you killed their dad, their brother, their uncle, their sister by shoving them into the hospital, removing them from their families, and poisoning them with sedatives and toxic remdesivir and shoving tubes down their throat and killing them on life support ventilators. These are people who walked into the hospital under their own horsepower, scared to death because of the same criminal complicit media, BlackRock, Pfizer, Vanguard funded, Rothschild's banking system, central bank backed, Fox News channel. And by the way, look around the field of presidential candidates right now. You have Father Warp Speed, Mr. Vaccine Top World Salesman himself. This guy's not coming in to save our country. You have Ron DeSantis in Florida. Oh, I promised to launch an investigation against Big Pharma. That has gone absolutely nowhere because these same people still claim that there is some sort of a congressional immunity for liability from these big pharmaceutical companies when it has all been been a scam. Plus, you have people like Dr. Robert Malone and Sasha Latipova running around and repeating the fact that this was a military medical countermeasure, a complete lie, a total psyop, a murderous psyop, as a matter of fact, that is leading people directly to their deaths as they think that we cannot hold Pfizer accountable. Pfizer is a very vulnerable giant who we can go after right freaking now. And then on the Democrat side, you have RFK Jr., another Kennedy seeking the presidency, who, by the way, still will not call this a weapon of biowarfare. Nobody is running in to save the ship. Nobody is running in here to save the world. Nobody is running into the White House to save America. It has to be done at the local level by organizing with your fellow neighbors and local patriots that are like-minded that, no, this is all a complete psyop. A murderous regime is targeting you and your children, and we will handle it no longer. Back in 60 seconds with more.
All righty, there you go. Well, Wendy.
Yes.
No. Remember before the very first person had taken one of those shots, and we had, and you were on here and you were talking about, this was your topic, about this new vaccine that they were doing, and I had some information on it, and from, and remember what you were saying, Pastor, did you know that every single one of the test animals died, every one, and that they're going to use this now as an experimental drug on people. And remember what we said back then? This is to depopulate the planet. We said all the way back there, we said this is not a vaccine, it is a bioweapon, all the way back. And here now, here, I know that, you know, what he says, what Stu Peters was saying was true, okay? And what he says, too, about Congress did pass that law giving them, you know, protection from being sued.
Yeah, but, that was right after 1976 and the swine flu.
Yes, but Wendy, that was towards vaccines. This is not a vaccine.
Right.
Even the people that made it, but again, what's happening, we don't have a Justice Department. That's the problem, okay?
Right.
These people, and we've been telling people, we've been sounding. Now, Biden wants to pass a law, and like Trudeau in Canada, they actually want to make it a crime if you speak out against the big pharmaceutical companies, if you say anything against what the government-controlled media has, like what we do here. They want to make it a crime for what? They want to make this radio program a criminal activity, okay? And so this is why.
Well, they've done that in the UK. I've heard from people in the UK. They have been prohibited. It's punishable if they talk amongst themselves about natural therapies instead of using, you know, the mainstream medicine type thing. So. Yeah, the people in the UK scared to death, you know, to help one another. And hey, I found this, or they're not supposed to converse on any of it.
Well, I got a little bit of good news. Yesterday, I was telling folks, please call because there was going to be a vote today, a vote on the Constitution Protection Resolution, and what that is, Wendy, is simply a. And it passed. I begged people to call, and they did. They called, and it passed by 62-37 vote. And that's just right along the lines because we got much more Republicans than Democrats. And here, the resolution will allow Ohioans now to vote on August 8th on whether to raise the approval threshold to the Ohio Constitution to 60% of the vote. Now, the reason we want to do that is because the communists, the Satan's crowd out here, they want to pass a constitutional amendment, which would, here's what their amendment would do. It would make it a crime if you interfered with these children under 18 that wanted to go and be mutilated, have their, what they call transgender, they call it surgery, it's mutilation. it would make it a crime for you to speak out against these biological males that want to go into little girls' bathrooms, and also for you to speak out against these biological males that want to compete in women's sports. Also, it would completely eliminate every bit of pro-life legislation that we've passed here. And so this is what the ungodly, the unclean. And I saw a bunch of those very unclean old women standing out trying to get their petitions. And folks out there listening to me here in Ohio, when you see them with their little board getting a petition, try to remember, just go up to them and say, you are a Jeremiah 2:34 woman. You're a Jeremiah 2:34 woman. And tell them that and say, what you're doing is wrong. You better repent of what you're doing. And I would do it real loud. And tell them they need to repent, because what they're doing is a horrible, horrible crime. Now, I saw these old women out there with their sign, and just as I went walking over to them, they got in their cars and drove off. And so, you need to do that. I mean, this is what, we're to refute, to rebuke, okay, these people, Wendy, that are out there being bold. We're to be bold. This is our time. Let me give you some examples of what we're up against. DOJ Inspector General confirms that the FBI conducted 3.4 million, Wendy, 3.4 million warrantless, unconstitutional backdoor raids on Americans. That's right. During a recent House Judiciary Subcommittee hearing, Getz successfully got Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz to admit to the room, and I watched him. Boy, Horowitz, he was angry that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has conducted 3.4 million warrantless backdoor searches of American communications, which is a violation of the law. The Supreme Court said it is looking into the constitutionality of warrantless home invasion. And when the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, does allow intelligence agencies to conduct targeted surveillance of foreigners located outside the United States, it does not permit agencies like the FBI to spy on actual Americans, which is what the agency has been doing. Yeah, I would say 3.4 million is quite a bit to spy on. We're coming up to a break, and then we're going to open the phone lines and take some quick calls tonight. So right after this, this song is for you, Miss Wendy.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy
Alrighty, Blessed by You, and that one's for you, Miss Wendy.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
You know, Wendy, every now and then you come across a company or that does gives, you know, that goes out of their way to do above and beyond good service. And there's a restaurant in Middlefield called Thai Pan. It's a Chinese restaurant, and I stop in there about every 2 or 3 weeks going through there because they really have good food. But the service is just unbelievable. And so I just thought I would give them a heads up out there because those ladies, Amy out there, and that they really go out of their way to give you excellent service, and the food is great. It's Taipan Chinese Restaurant, and it's located at 15412 West High Street in Middlefield. That's right next door. I got it right next door to the Giant Eagle. And, folks, I'm going to tell you, you'll like it. They open at 11:30 in the morning, and their food is good. And they always give you plenty for your money. You really get your money's worth. So you can call if you wanted to call out there and have them send you a menu to call them at 440-632-0654. That's 440-632-0654. 0654. Tell him you heard about it here with old Pastor Ernie. Hey, John, you're in the air.
Yes, I was listening just recently, minutes, and I only heard somebody calling in, or at least a clip that you played. And it really brings to a point of urgency how we have a golden opportunity with one candidate that has a chance of capturing the imagination of the public because of his Kennedy name, and that's Robert F. Kennedy. He's going to be trashed by all of the corporate media, the CIA and Pentagon military-industrial media and interest in this country, and he already has been and censored from YouTube and the rest of it, even though for many years he's been involved in exposing the criminality and lies of the Big Pharma cartel in this country.
Yeah, we've had that story with him many times. We've told his story out there. In fact, we actually sent the videos out. You're right. He has been an advocate, especially where it comes to children, against these horrible, horrible vaccines that have maimed and crippled children. So, yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
On that issue, I'm absolutely in agreement with you. And he has also been trying to expose one of the biggest explosive dirty secrets of the corporate media and the military-industrial complex, that the CIA killed all of the leaders that had a chance of exposing the criminality that's leading us into wars that have killed scores of thousands of Americans and millions of people around the world. He has, there's an article called The CIA Takeover of America in the 1960s by Killing JFK, RFK, and MLK. And it's a very good article, and the kinds of articles that have been totally censored from the kept, bought and paid for media in this country. And people would look that up. The CIA Takeover of America in the 1960s by Killing JFK, RFK, and MLK. RFK Jr., who is running for president now, is going to suffer all of the slings and arrows of every bit of the CIA, military, industrial, corporate media in this country, because he has been exposing these explosive, dirty secrets. And I think that people have begun to realize we have no choice between the conventional Democrats and Republicans, whether it's put Trump or Biden. In fact, they're both, in my researched opinion, nothing but mouthpieces for the military industrial CIA murder incorporated.
No. Trump was totally against the CIA. JFK tried to eliminate. JFK said it came out, if you remember the Iron Mountain report, then JFK wanted to eliminate the CIA, defund them, and so did Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan wanted to, and Trump also has come out, and Trump also said they need to be defunded along with the FBI. So, got to move on, though, but thanks, John. Who do you have there next? Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. I have a question for Wendy, but, you know, I'm reading some books on China, you know, audio books, and one of them is called China After Mao. And there were a couple of tidbits on that. Was one, that they're using plainclothes policemen there in China massively. So they don't have cops that are identified in China. We would not know they're cops. And then a parallel book by Elizabeth, The Third Revolution by Elizabeth C. Economy on China, says that plainclothes cops from China, as of 2015, were here in droves, but they're really looking for people from China that kind of left, and, you know, with money, et cetera, et cetera. But that's one of their tactics. And another tidbit from that was they poured more concrete in a three-year period between 2000 and 2010 than the U.S. did in all of the 20th century. So they're looking for resources all over the world. You know, I mean, they have massive building projects that. But my question for Wendy is curcumin, which is a herb, I believe, or derived from a herb, is on all these lists to help detox from the shots. So I'd ask you what your thoughts are on curcumin. And then what was the other thing I was talking about? I'll think of that while you're answering me on curcumin. There was another.
Yeah, a lot of people use the curcumin principle, and curcumin is similar to turmeric. It's kind of, you know, of the ginger family, if you will. But it's in a lot of herbal supplements today. People like it. It's a active, what they call an active polyphenic compound. Turmeric has the same kind of setup as far as chemical. It is a bit of a spice. People use it. Asian countries use it. It's very popular.
Yeah. How often would you take it, or how often would you recommend that as a daily supplement?
Well, a lot of people are, it depends on what you're using it for, but a lot of people are using it for as an anti-inflammatory compound. People with arthritis and things like that tend to use it. So you would just follow the product directions. If you're using, you know, capsules or tablets or liquids, you just follow the dosing that's on the product.
Right. And the other thing is cranberry. They're selling that in a capsule form. Wouldn't just eating cranberries do that, or drinking cranberry juice? Would that be similar? Or
well, yeah, juice is going to have more of your live enzymes. So especially if it's fresh juice. But capsules and tablets are usually supposedly more concentrated, and then your liquid tinctures or extracts a little bit more concentrated than that.
All right, well, thank you very much. There you go. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. Heard real quickly you were talking about over the border there and what they're bringing in. And I don't think anybody understands that they just ended, you know, no more COVID pandemic, but let's just open the door for everything else and then some.
In 20 minutes, it all comes down, don't it?
I thought tomorrow night. I don't know if it's tonight or tomorrow night. Tomorrow is midnight. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so real quick, but it was about 11:30 this morning on the War Room, and Natalie Winters, girl just turned 22 years old, and she has to be the not only the smartest reporter, but I mean, when this girl just stands there and talks, there is so much information that comes out of her mouth. I can't believe the information in her head. But she said, well, we'll see about after the show tonight if FBI wants to, you know, let those papers out. And sure enough, about 5:45, Bannon reads, hey, breaking news, we ain't giving you no papers on Biden. And all I want to say is between yourself at night and to them during the day, if people can't listen to 10 minutes here and 20 minutes there, and then really realize what's going on. And then Tucker is going to Twitter. I don't know why he's going to Twitter. There's so much better he can do, but I mean, it's for starters. But everything you've been doing for the last 3 years, let alone 50 years, you're needed more now than ever. But what, 700,000 to a million people waiting just to come in on the border, just lined up all on the border there. But I had a real quick question for Wendy. Wendy, is there any for DeCorvo, the tendonitis on the wrist or like on the inside part, is there anything to take for that, or is it a cortisone shot or something? Any,
well, a lot of people do get cortisone shots, and that's just for the inflammation. So if you've got a little tendonitis, what you've got is usually a repetitive motion that has aggravated the tendon, and there's swelling of the tendon, and then the tendon's putting pressure on the nerve. So you need to rest it as much as you can. Anti-inflammatories are very helpful. I prefer the natural ones like willow bark and meadowsweet. That's what I would personally use. You can do topical rubs. Some people use those with ginger. Ginger is very good for those type of conditions as well.
Anything, though? I mean, does after a while rest in it, does it go away after a while, or is it,
Yeah, if you rest it, it will get better. It's just a repetitive motion. You know, when I was in my 30s, I was making lots of homemade breads, and I got tendonitis, and my mom bought me a bread machine. She said, quit kneading the dough. So you can find ways around stuff.
It's just on the inside part. I mean, I got full range. I got full squeeze, everything on the left side. I mean, I could do everything, but when I turn my hand completely around and
right.
you move your thumb a little bit, it just hurts on the inside there by the bone there, like the tendons in the first compartment. I guess
right.
there's like six different. So is that what it is, usually just on the inside there?
So, you know, people that are gaming sometimes will get that kind of irritation with their fingers. You know, it just depends on, you know, how you're flexing
Music.
It and how often you're using it.
Yeah, it was exercise stuff like that. But that's about it. I mean, anything as far as if I had to do surgery
if you went to a physician, they'd probably put you in a brace, you know, one of those little flexible braces. You can still move and do things, but it kind of keeps it, you know, firm. So a lot of them are sold at your pharmacies. You can get some of those braces.
Well, Pastor, I appreciate everything you do, and God bless you. Keep fighting the fight, and I hope people know it's coming across the border in the next week or so. And
they'll find out tomorrow, Steve.
And unreal. I mean, this is a real thing. I don't know what you're going to do with 15 million by the end of the year, but that's what Trump said will be here. So I'll let you go. God bless you, and thanks for being there.
All right. Thank you. All right. Very good. Let's go out to Alex. Alex, you're the last call for tonight. Go ahead.
First off, let me say three quick things for you. Bless you, Pastor Sanders, and everyone that works in your organization. May
Thank
God
you.
Watch over and protect all of you. You are truly doing God's work, trying to fight this fight. Number
Thank
two,
you so much.
To everyone that is in New York or near you, New York, please go to OccupyPeace.com. That is OccupyPeace.com. There is a Truth and Freedom Peace Rally that is going to be happening at the Full Courtrooms in New York. It is later this month. The final thing, you talked about them before, and I want to mention them again because your viewers need to listen just how evil and wicked these people are. Some of the companies that BlackRock owns, including but not limited to CNN, Fox News, Verizon, 3M, Qualcomm, Pfizer, Merck, AstraZeneca, Charter, Moderna, Prudential, the list goes on and on. These people want nothing but death. They want us divided. Our only hope is if we come to God and pray for his forgiveness, ask him for help. Without him, we are powerless. They want us all dead. Thank you again, Pastor Sanders. Bless you. And also, you had one last caller before. They talked about Bobby Kennedy. He's the only politician I hear right now screaming for peace, saying enough of the senseless war and death. Thank you, Pastor. Bless all your viewers and bless you.
All right. Very, very good. Both DeSantis and Trump were both against the war there too, and so just so you know that there I think DeSantis has spoken out more against it than Trump, but they have both come out against it. And so there you go. You know, Wendy,
we need to pray for peace.
Amen. Oh yeah, you bet. Thanks. Wendy, you know, let me just ask you, why do you think that the FBI refuses to give that information, the documents they have, because they've kept a record on the Biden crime family? Because do you suppose that if the FBI was to bring this out, and there it is, they knew all along that the Biden crime family were committing all these crimes, and they did nothing to stop it, do you think that there would be some heads that would roll there?
Well, you would hope some heads would roll.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we actually got a real president in office again.
Right.
And so,
yeah.
So this is what they're afraid of. How much time do I have, Kyle?
Just over 5 minutes.
All righty. Well, it's that time again, Wendy, where we're at. Before we go there, though, I wanted to say, folks, one more time, Wendy, tell the folks about how to get your Mother's Day medicine.
Well, sure. They can give us a call at Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. They can also visit us online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com.
All right, let me ask you a question, Wendy. Do you believe God's Word, the King James Bible?
Oh, yeah, sure do.
Let me ask you another question. And have you ever heard, and has there ever been in all of recorded history, a better explanation, and one, any explanation that spoke with absolute certainty and authority other than God's Word, the Bible?
I don't believe so.
No. Was there anyone that was there in the very beginning? In other words, where everything started, was there anyone other than God himself there?
No.
Okay. So then, if I was to say to you, Wendy, out of all the things in existence today, what one thing, more than any other thing, okay, is absolutely believable and we can trust it?
I don't think there's anything that can be trusted as much as God's Word.
Because he says what? Heaven and earth will pass, but there's only one thing that will never pass away, and that's the Word of God.
That's right.
And now, the opposition has done everything it possibly could think of to try to destroy the Word of God. And what they did, they came out with over 200 perversions of the Word of God. They came up with delusional things like the theory of evolution, and today you've got climate changes on the same, you know, on the same basis. You know, it's another great big giant hoax. And so here, folks, what I'm getting at is this: the reality we're living in a day today, where those of us that have been studying the Word of God for a long time, and we realize we can see how everything that's in there is falling into place perfectly if you understand the Word of God. And so we see these prophecies all coming to pass. We know exactly what's coming in the future because we understand what's happened in the past and where we're at. And all of you out there listening, I guarantee all of you out there listening are going to die. You're going to die, even if you don't want to. Even Klaus Schwab is going to die. Oh, and he's going to be in trouble when he does. George Soros is going to die. All of them, Joe Biden, they're all going to die. And the Bible says it's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment. And, folks, you don't want to be, and you don't want to end up where they're going. Because, you see, when you die, there's the judgment. You either end up in heaven or hell. It don't matter what you believe. You can believe anything you want. You can believe that you're never going to die. You've got people running around out there, men thinking they're women, women thinking they're men. You've got people thinking they're chickens. Listen, it doesn't matter what you think. It's what God says. Because only God has a 100% perfect record of what he says will happen is happening, exactly when, exactly where, exactly how. Now, when he says that it's appointed all men once to die and then a judgment, That means that when that happens, if you die in your sin, you're going to end up in hell. But if you're saved, if you do what the Lord Jesus said. Now, who's the Lord Jesus? Well, he is God the Son and the Son of God. He is the substitute. He died a substitutionary death. He was the only acceptable sacrifice that could have done it. Nobody else could have done it. We could have never done it. And here's what he says. He said, if you'll do this, he's already done the work. He's already defeated death and hell. If you'll do this, if you'll call upon the Father, you'll pray and ask for forgiveness of your sin. He says, pray to the Father. And if you do that, and then you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, folks, without any exceptions, if you'll do that, then God himself says, you will become a new creature, an heir of the kingdom. Think about this. And you will be on the road to eternal life. Now, that's what God said. And folks, if God says it, you bet your life on it. Whether you know it or not, you are. If you haven't done that, then you have no time to waste. You've got no guarantee of a tomorrow. Don't run out of tomorrows tonight. Well, Wendy, we're there at that time where we come to and we say, good night. Say good night, Wendy.
Good night.
Say God bless.
God bless.
And say always, always, always.
Always, always, always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.